Well, speaking of the design of schools, the new school year is underway in Biloxi, Mississippi. Students return to 800 watchful eyes. The Biloxi School District, which has 6,500 students, has been installing web cameras in classrooms over the past 2 years. This year, they became one of the first school districts in the country to have cameras in every classroom. Joining us now from his office in Biloxi is the superintendent of Biloxi Public Schools, Larry Drawdy, and welcome to Talk of the Nation.
How are you, sir?
Where are these cameras? I know they're in classrooms. Are they in the hallways as well?
We have them in the classrooms. They're also located in the hallways. They're located in stairwells. They're also located in our parking lot. So they're in, and also on the outside of our building. So they're in all aspects of our facilities with the exception of the bathrooms.
What can they see?
They can see everything. They're digital. The principal and or the person who's monitoring the cameras can actually see what's taking place in the classroom. It can see what's taking place in the hallways. There's about 8 different frames that can be seen at any one time. And so it's just kind of a panoramic view of what's taking place in the entire building and all outside of the building.
Do they record sound as well?
No, they do not.
Now, other school districts have cameras for security reasons, a regrettable necessity in too many places, but not to the extent of yours. Why do you have so many?
As a part of our overall building program that we began about 4 years ago, of which encompassed about $70-plus million, we were looking at schools of trying to build them not only for today, but also what they would be in, what would be needed actually in the future. And so one of the things that we looked at, we build and we make a lot of decisions based upon three S's here in Biloxi, the first being that of safety, the second is that of supervision, and the third is scores, that of test scores. And those three S's basically help us make the decisions that we're looking at. And so safety seems to be a paramount issue among parents, among students, among the general public. And so we were looking at anything that we could do to be proactive instead of reactive toward trying to provide a safe climate for people to be able to come to school and also people to be able to visit school.
How do the students feel about these? I understand you met with some student groups this morning.
I have a student roundtable that I met with this morning. It's a cross-section of about 16 students from all walks of life at the high school. And the cameras really don't mean much to them one way or the other. They said that it doesn't bother them. They're kind of indifferent to them. It's not an issue with them at all.
What about the teachers? Has the teachers union weighed in on this?
Well, we do not have very much of a teachers union here in Biloxi, but our teachers have been extremely supportive of it. And in fact, I was listening to one of my principals talk yesterday on Sunday because I was talking with her, and she said that she was getting ready to move one of her teachers into a room because of some, we've just got an awful increase of a lot of students that have been coming into the school system and into a room, and the teacher said she did not want to move into the room without the camcorder or without the camera.
Huh. Now, some people would say, $70 million is, I believe, the figure you mentioned, that money might be better put on educational supplies or maybe even on building a new high school.
Well, the $70 million was part of our overall capital program. Our cameras only cost about $2 million.
I see.
Out of all that. So we've just recently moved into, a little over a year ago, a new $32 million high school, a $3.5 million career technology center. We're also building 2 brand-new elementary schools. We've just completed a third elementary school that we've been in 3 years, and we've done complete renovations and upgrades in all of our other schools. So we've spent the money, we think, very wisely in those avenues. But, again, you can have the finest facilities in the world, and if people won't come if they don't feel safe. And so we wanted people to be able to feel safe as they walked into them. And trying to, as I said, be as much proactive instead of acting after something had already occurred.
And as you suggest, if it seems to work there in Biloxi, this could be a model elsewhere?
I think it really could be. If that's, we've gotten an awful lot of inquiries about how we went about doing it and why we went about doing it. And I think it really boils down to a decision based upon what the administration and maybe the school board at each individual locale would want to decide to put into their schools. But if I were building, which we are, if I were building anything new, everything in it would be the latest of the technology in order to try to provide safety if I could for my students.
Larry Draughty, thanks very much.
Okay, thank you.
Larry Draughty is superintendent of the Biloxi Public Schools in Biloxi, Mississippi. He joined us from his office there. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.